Okay, my friends, I want to share with you something very, very fascinating. And this week's parasha, Bichu Kaisei, second half. This is from the old Shvilei Pinchas. What back in the day, Rav Pinchas Friedman, he put out these, like, you know, weekly Divrei Torah in sheets. And he even had pictures on them. Like, this is the one he did from last week. Is a picture of Meron. And he gave them out. So the Sefer has, like, these pretty pictures inside. Wow, that's old Meron. Yeah, that looks pretty old over there. But anyway, so this is from the year Tufshin Ayin. Tufshin Ayin. We're right now Tufshin Pei Aleph, so that's it's 11 years ago. I'm going to share with you a beautiful thing that he says over here. This week's parasha, it says, Zacharti es brisi Yaakov. V'af es brisi Yitzchok, v'af es brisi Avram eskovar, it's esko. Now, I pronounce that, I think, accurately, Yaakov. Why does it say Yaakov? Because there's an extra vav in that pasuk. It doesn't say Yaakov. It's Yaakov with an extra vav in the end. What's the extra vav? Rashi says there's five places in the Torah that the word Yaakov is written with a vav. He calls it male. There's also five places in the Torah that Eliyahu is written without a vav. Not a coincidence. It's written, Hine anochi shalach lachem es Eliyah anavi. Zachor Eliyah, not Eliyahu. There's no vav at the end. Chamisha makoim is Yaakov notal. Es shmoy shel Eliyo eravo. And Yaakov took the name of Eliyo as a guarantee, like a mashkin. So he took the vav from his name, and he said, Sheyovoi v'yavaseh gulas benoi. That he should come and bring the geula. That's a very interesting. Exactly. What does that mean? I'm not going to tell you everything here, but we're going to give you a little bit of an insight. This is a Rashi in this week's parasha. This Rashi needs explanation. There's five places where Yaakov's name adds a little vav, and there's five places Eliyahu is missing a vav, and those five are because Yaakov took the vav from Eliyahu, and now he's got it. The Maral Miprag explains a little bit as follows. Says the Maral, you know, if you think of Eliyahu, what's Eliyahu's purpose in this world? What's Eliyahu's, what's his tafkid? What would you say Eliyahu's tafkid is? What's his purpose? To save people, to save Klal Yisrael. He comes in the clutch. So Eliyahu's tafkid is his name. So says the Maral, therefore he loses part of his name if he's not doing his tafkid. His tafkid is, come on, Eliyahu, let's go. You got to do your job. He hasn't done it. And who gets his name? Yaakov, because he's the one you're supposed to save. So your name, your completion of your name is here. You get here, you take care of us, you get your name back. That's the way that the Maral explains it, at least brings the beginning. Says the Balaturim, a very nice remez. When we go into Pinchas, and Hashem told Pinchas after he did that amazing act what's the word we use in English?
Heroism.
No, there's another word. When someone is a vigilante, yeah. Hineni noisein loy es brisi shalom. Now, if you look in a Sefer Torah, the word shalom is written katua. It's broken in half. It's important to know that. One time I was laying, I'm like, what's going on? The Sefer Torah is puzzle. Like, no, it's not. It's supposed to be. It looks like it's the word shalom. The vav in shalom is cracked in half. The vav in shalom is not shalem. It's not complete. The word shalom, when Pinchas, now what does Pinchas have to do with Eliyahu? It's very simple. Chazal tell us, Pinchas zu Eliyahu. So now, says the Baal Turim, the Pinchas and Eliyahu are the same neshama. Hini nois Eliyahu is brisi shalom. He's not shalem until the vav is like cracked, until eventually Eliyahu comes back. There's something lacking in the shalem. Now, the pasuk says the following thing. Yogel Yaakov Yismach Yisrael. Yismach Yisrael. Yismach is same tevas as Mashiach. Right? What does that mean? We're going to be happy when Mashiach comes. Eliyahu is going to come. Mashiach is going to make us happy. And the word shalom is gematria Mashiach. So what do we say? When Mashiach comes, we're going to be, we have our shleimus. Right now it's cracked in half. That's why he's missing the letter vav. Eliyahu's missing the letter vav. Pinchas' Shalom is not Shalem. Anyway, this is where we're at. The question is, why Yaakov? Why is it Yaakov is the one that's like, it doesn't say Avram grabbed the vav from Elio. Doesn't say Yitzchak grabbed the vav from Elio. Why Yaakov grabbed the vav from Elio? And why the vav? Why is it the vav five times? Why? What is it? Why five times? Why the vav? What's the deal, my friends? What's going on? It just sounds very strange. Let's try to explain. And as follows, there's three Batei Mikdash. Well, two that already were, and a third one that will be coming when Mashiach comes. If there's three Batei Mikdash, the Gemara tells us the first base Mikdash was in the Schus of Avraham. The second base of Mikdash was in the Schus of Yitzchak. And guess who the third base of Mikdash is going to be in the Schus of? Bimheir Yavoy. Yaakov. Each one described the base of Mikdash, or the Makom Mikdash, is different. Avraham Avinu called it a har, Yitzchak called it a sodeh, Yaakov called it a bayis. So the third one is going to be b'schus of Yaakov. It should come speedily in our day. So now we understand a little bit better why it is that Yaakov Avinu is a big player here. The Zohar actually says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Klal Yisrael comes out of the Gullus, when we come out of the Gullus, there will be one of the others who's going to be there. Who's going to be there? Yaakov. It makes sense, because the third base of Mikdash, this whole Geula is all coming in the Schus of Yaakov. Yaakov says the Zohar will be there when Elio takes us out of the Gullus. Givaldik. So now, listen up, my friends. Why five Vavs? I got it, why it's Yaakov. We got that now. Why five Vavs? So, we are familiar that on Pesach, there were four Lashonis of Geula. That's why we drink four cups of wine. Okay, that's great. However, there's a fifth cup of wine. What is the fifth cup called? Kosh Elio. Aha. What's that cup? What's the deal with that? Says the Chassam Sefer, let me explain to you what's going on over here. Because there's really actually five Lashonis of Geula. Now, if you look in the Pasuk says, V'hoitseisi, V'yitzalti, V'goalti, V'lokachti, V'heveisi. Check out that Pasuk. Hashem says there's going to be five Lashonis of Geula. Says the Chassan Sefer. So then, why do we only drink four cups of wine? The answer is, there's a fifth Lashon of Geula. But we don't drink it, says the Chassam Sofer, because Vehevesi was never completed in its fullest form. In other words, Klal Yisrael is in Gullus. You see, the Vehevesi didn't really happen, like, totally. When are we going to have our real Vehevesi? When is the fifth Lashon of Geula really going to be actualized? When Elio HaNavi comes. And Elio brings us back, and we will stay here and never go to Gullus again. So there's five Lashonis of Geula. Interesting, they all start with the letter Vav. V'hoitseisi, V'yitzalti, V'goalti, V'lokachti, V'heveisi. Letter five, letter Vavs. Why did Yaakov Avinu take five Vavs from Eliyahu's name? I got it. Because Yaakov Avinu is saying, Elio, until you complete the five Lashonis of Geula, so your name is not complete, you gotta finish the job. And you finish the job by bringing Klal Yisrael back to Eretz Yisrael. And that has not done. That is a completion of the Geula, which will come, Beis Hashem, soon. Listen to this. This is awesome. You know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, I want you to take the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim. You know that Moshe Rabbeinu, he was hesitant. And he was trying hard to tell Hashem, let someone else do the job. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say? This is the exact words. Shlach no b'yad tishlach. Could you send someone else? Like, who's the someone else? Says the Targum Yoinasan. Shlach no b'yad tishlach. B'yad Pinchas. Dechami d'mishtalcha b'soif yomaya. Send it in the hands of Pinchas, who's going to be there in the end of days. What does he mean, Pinchas is going to be there at the end of days? Because what's another name for Pinchas? Pinchas Elio. So he's saying Pinchas, and then he was alive, you know, in Pinchas form. Let Pinchas do it. Why does he want Pinchas to do it? Because Elio is the one who is going to do the five. So when Moshe Rabbeinu does it, he knows if he does it, it's only going to be four. Moshe's like, I don't want to do this because I'm not going to be able to do the job. Send the hand of Pinchas. He's coming in the end. He's got the five, Pinchas. Pinchas is going to be able to do the completion. That's Elio Anavi. So why don't you let Pinchas do it and then let's finish the job now. Klai Yisrael won't go back into Golus. We'll do it. It'll be a complete Geula. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, Moshe. We're not ready for that. You do the Geula now. Pinchas will finish later. Okay. Akoponim, Rabbi Yisai, I just want to end with one little thing, which Shvila Pinchas says also in the back over here. He says the following thing. Why the letter Vav? What's the letter Vav? He says the following thing. All the Avos, they all represent a different quality. We spoke about this in Pirkei Avos, and we all know this, right? Avram personifies one important midah of Avodas Hashem, which is... That's it. Yitzchak personifies another midah, a very important midah, which is Avodah. Yaakov personifies a different midah. What's that? Torah. Torah. Yaakov's Ishtam Yoshev Ohalem. Ishtam. So Yaakov's going to take five Vavs. He's going to take five Vavs. What is five? Huh? Chamisha Chumshe Torah. What's Vav? Shishu Sidrei Mishnah. What's Yaakov saying? Listen, we want to make this happen. So we need five and six. We need Torah. We need to learn Torah. The Rechaim HaKadosh says, you know when Mashiach will come? When Klal Yisrael learns Torah. We need to be able to, what's holding us back with the third base of Mikdash is Klal Yisrael's relationship with the Torah. So the letter Vav represents the six Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Listen to this, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, with this we'll close. I love this remez. This is beautiful. It says the following thing. Tzioin b'mishpat tipadeh v'shaveha b'tztaka. Tzioin will be redeemed in justice. V'shaveha and those that return b'tztaka with charity. Says Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, if you take the gematria, you got to be brilliant to do this. Of Tzioin b'mishpat tipodeh, you get the words Talmud Yerushalmi. V'shaveha b'tztaka, gematria, Talmud Bavli. We want the Tzioin b'mishpat, we want that the Kodesh Baruch Hu should redeem Tzioin. We have to start learning Talmud Yerushalmi. I don't think that means, by the way, actually opening up Yerushalmi means learning Torah in Eretz Yisrael. V'shaveha b'tztaka is when learning Torah in Chutz Laretz. That's Talmud Bavli. Because Hashem, we should be zoiche to see the restoration of the letter Vav to the name of Elio Anavi. Should be zoiche to greet Yaakov Avinu as he ushers in the Geula Amitis, the Geula Shleima b'mheira v'yameinu. Amen. Good Shabbos, everyone.